Joe Rogan sat down and interviewed Tucker Carlson on some cultural phenomenon going on in our world. And we thought we'd take a look at him from a biblical perspective on this slice of fresh bread. Welcome to Fresh Bread, a podcast ministry of Grace Bible Church, Gainesville, with Pastor Brandon and Pastor Keith. Well, thanks for clicking on Fresh Bread. Fresh Bread, we're bringing the truth of God's Word to a starving world. Fresh Bread podcast number 60. Exciting. We've hit 60. 60 podcasts, and we thank you for listening to every single one of them. And today we're going to interact with an interview that we both saw. I think you saw it before I did. I'm Pastor Keith, by the way. He's Pastor Brandon. And it's an interview that Joe Rogan on his show had Tucker Carlson. And they talked about a lot of good stuff that we need to touch on from a biblical perspective, because they talked about a lot of things that are going on in our world at this moment. And I think you said 9.3 million.
Yeah, right now I just looked at it, 9.3 million. People. 9.3 million views on YouTube. And that doesn't count the clips and things that are cut out and viewed in different formats. And so, you know, a lot of folks are watching this video or this interview. And it's interesting because we, you know, this podcast genre, you know, it's a Joe Rogan's a podcast, and this whole podcast genre where a lot of people are getting their, you know, what their understanding of this, of the world. They're hearing these about podcasts that are being done, and Joe Rogan is one of the guys that kind of has led the way in that. Obviously, Tucker Carlson is a guy that, I say obviously, but most people know he came from Fox News, and it's interesting because both of them, I don't know, you know, if you could consider Rogan an elite in terms of, you know, where he's at. I mean, I don't know completely his background. I think he did, I mean, he did Fear Factor years ago, and I think that's where he, you know, kind of his big start was in Fear, doing that, hosting that show, and he's into MMA type of fighting and you know, kind of a manly man that way. And Carlson's really an interesting story because Carlson grew up, I think his dad might have been CIA, I think is what it was. Yeah. And he is an elite. I mean, so he's been in the press. He cut his teeth in the press, obviously ended up with his own commentary show on Fox News, and, you know, began probing in some things that the other elites around him didn't want him involved in and talking about, and they had him kicked off of that show. It's funny because, you know, Fox News is supposed to be this big conservative, you know, show or network, and yet they, you know, have their limits in terms of things that you can talk about. And it seems like that, you know, that's why Tucker got kicked off. And so Tucker is now doing his own thing, you know, got the Tucker Carlson Network, and he's doing his own thing, kind of like Glenn Beck did several years ago. Glenn Beck kind of got kicked off of Fox News as well and ended up doing his own thing. And now, you know, Carlson's followed him kind of in his footsteps that way. And Carlson's been, you know, he's a guy, a cultural commentator that's been, he's people listen to him. And so, you know, you were asking before we started, kind of, you know, just thinking through whether or not this is something we ought to do. And I think it is mainly because so many people are listening. And he has, in this interview, they're going to hit on some topics. I think we're just going to deal with, you know, kind of the first part of the interview today, but we may keep going with it depending on how this goes. But this is really the first time that we've actually interacted with material outside of us. So in terms of like something somebody's listening to. So what we're going to do is play clips of the interview and respond to you or to it and give commentary, give commentary from a biblical perspective, biblical understanding. And so it's interesting because there's going to be things on here that, you know, that definitely feel like conspiracy theories and yet you have someone who, you know, has some, you know, inside information in terms of contacts that, you know, in the military, contacts and government, and he's saying that these things are true. And it's just going to be very interesting, I think, to our listeners, you know, the things that Carlson says. And, you know, I will say, you know, we're going to be careful not to play anything that is, there's coarse language in, because this is a family show, and we want to keep it all in the family. If you listen to the whole interview, I just want to warn up front that there are some coarse language in it, with Carlson and with Joe Rogan. I will say, Carlson's very interesting because Carlson is taking a biblical worldview in some ways. Not complete, but it's interesting that it's in formulation, and it's going to be interesting to see. To me, it's going to be fascinating to see how it goes with him, you know, where he ends up. And I think that actually is a show I'd like to see us do, by the way, is looking at some of these celebrity converts like Kanye West, now Russell Brand, Kat Von D is another one, you know, some of these newer converts. And, you know, some people have thought that Jordan Peterson might be, you know, a Christian, and some people have thought that Tucker Carlson might be, and that might be a good podcast to do, is to really talk through some of those things and how, as Christians, we ought to deal with those people. But back to Tucker Carlson, it's interesting because he really is seeing things from not the typical scientific, typical cultural point of view. He's actually seeing some things that are there biblically. And so it's just, I think that's part of the interest for me is to watch these guys. It's such a, yeah, to watch them and hear them go back and forth, because Rogan is completely like, you know, in science, and we won't hear as much of him in these clips because Carlson's the one that does most of the talking. But we definitely will probably listen to a couple of things that he says, and you'll see the difference. So with that,
yeah, let's interact with him. Like you said, this is a cultural conversation about things going on by Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, and we're going to just play some clips, and then you're going to throw
in. We're going to discuss it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you and I both will discuss it and talk about it. Maybe if you have any questions, and I think you've listened to it. I've listened to it. So let's just see kind of where this goes.
Okay.
So
let's put the first one up.
All right. So let's just to give a little for the listener. This is Carlson and Rogan talking about UFO phenomenon. And so I want you to listen to some of the things that Carlson says about UFOs. Just to remind you, Keith and I did a UFO podcast several months ago. It's been a while back now. I don't even know. It's been one of our earlier podcasts. Yeah. And so you might just going to remind you of that if you listen to it. So, all right. Let me get started.
I mean, here's what we do know, is that there's enough going on in the skies, but not just the skies, underwater, that the U.S. military has been forced to respond to it. So, like, move aircraft from one place to another because there are too many of these objects in the sky. That's actually happened. Chris Mellon just wrote a long piece about it. So it's real. The government is not controlling it. In fact, it's forcing the government, DOD, to respond. And we know that there is a real effort and has been underway for a long time to keep the public from knowing about it. But that's all known. That's established. I don't think any rational person would deny that. The question is, like, what is it, actually? I mean, now is sort of the point where you have to ask, like, what is this? And, you know, so that's
how much of it do you think is ours?
Well, none of it's ours.
None of it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, clearly, you know, the U.S. government is huge. It's the largest human organization. I think there are 2 million federal employees and another 10 million federal contractors, so who are effectively government employees but don't have civil service protection, for example. So that's 12 million people in a country of 340 million working for the federal government. So it's kind of hard to overstate how big the federal government is and how well-funded. And so to say the government this, the government that, no, of course, it's people within the government. But yeah, they're working on all kinds of things, obviously, that are classified. But in general, no, they can't control these objects. So no, it's not American technology.
Well,
or Russian or Chinese. It predates, you know, all of that.
Well, some of it does, right? Like, for sure, the Kenneth Arnold sightings, that was really early on. That was like the early 1950s. He was seeing these flying saucers, these discs that were moving over mountains.
Well, right. I mean, the prophet Ezekiel writes about it right in the first chapter, Wheels in the Sky.
Yeah, know, that's a crazy one.
Like I said, we're picking up on Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson. Specifically, Tucker Carlson is the one mainly speaking there. And he's basically talking about UFOs. He's talking about these sightings, and he's saying that the federal government knows about them and has been engaged with them over the past decades, for sure. And he's saying that as a fact. At the very end there, you hear them talking about the prophet Ezekiel, obviously Ezekiel chapter 1, and what's going on in the wheels in the sky, that passage that talks about the God's glory leaving Jerusalem, and the prophet Ezekiel sees that, and he's saying that ultimately, we're going to keep going in the clip, but ultimately what he's saying is these UFOs are spiritual. That they're spiritual beings. He says specifically supernatural, which means that they're outside of our realm. There's something. It's something different. And he doesn't. We're going to hear later in this clip. He doesn't see them as being something from another planet. He doesn't see it, you know, or another solar system, like something natural that's coming here. He sees them as supernatural beings, spiritual beings.
Yes, and I was going to say, we did a show on that, and I agree with that. I think we both said that 99% of these are, well, maybe we're different in that way. I believe that a lot of these are experimental aircraft.
Yeah, we'll get into that. We're going to get into that, and I think it's going to get into. They're going to get into a conversation about AI, and I think that there's technology that we have. I think the question is, where is that technology coming from?
Yeah, I guess that's the main one.
Yeah, I mean, so what Carlson is saying here is that he believes, based on everything he's heard, he believes that these are spiritual beings. What's interesting is that they have tech, or they have capabilities that we don't have, right? They have the ability to do things that we don't have. And so, okay, if you remember, we've talked about this before. I think we've done a podcast, or we've talked about it on the podcast. You remember Genesis chapter 6,
mm-hmm.
You know, where you had the genetic thing that was going on. I would argue that, you know, you had angels that were demonic that were procreating with women, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were creating this super race,
mm-hmm.
right? I think that is ultimately what led to the flood and the judgment that God, because it was threatening the line of the Messiah, right?
Right.
I think that that's what's happening again. I think that's what we're seeing with these UFOs. We talked about it, you know, we had that conversation, you know, several months ago on the podcast, and we talked about UFOs, and we talked about the, you know, what they are. And yes, I think that there are some of them, at least, that are experimental aircraft or things that we don't know, that we haven't been privy to in terms of things that the military complex is able to do. Okay, so at least some of it is that. And I think everybody would agree that at least some of it is that. Now, the question is, where is that tech coming from? Now, we'll get into that in a moment. But then you have, on the other side, you have these spiritual, potentially these other things that are unexplained, that we have to say, what is it? Well, you know, the ongoing theory is that it's something from other planets or other solar systems, whatever, that they've come here as extraterrestrials. They're not part of our land, like our earth, this world. But what Carlson is suggesting is, and we'll listen to some more of the clip, but what he's suggesting is that no, these are actually spiritual beings. That it's actually, and yeah, I'll let Carlson talk, and then we can go from there. So let's listen to some more of it here. Any thoughts before we dive?
Well, I was going to say, as far as biblically goes, I know we've talked about this, but it's good to refresh everyone's minds. Are there other? Did God create other beings and other worlds?
I have nothing in Scripture that tells me that He did.
Yeah.
Right. I am. There's nothing in Scripture that tells me that there's anything. It seems like from Scripture that, you know, that we are exclusively the God's creation. Like it's an exclusive man, and this world is His creation. And there's nothing that I can see in Scripture that would tell me there's anything more. Now I wouldn't, if I, you know, God. You know, it's interesting because God has revealed what we need to know, mm-hmm. right? I mean, Scripture is sufficient, and He's revealed what we need to know. Now, is there more that He hasn't revealed that we don't need to know? I wouldn't get to heaven and you know, question God why He didn't tell me there's all these worlds that we didn't know about. I just don't see from Scripture anything that would tell me for sure that there's more that exists that I don't know about in terms of, or that we don't know about in terms of other worlds. And so when I look at Scripture though, I see that there's a world of principalities and powers that the writers talk about, that there's a demonic world, there's an angelic world that I can't physically see, but that's just as real. And I also see places where the angelic world, especially the demonic world, you know, does interfere, right? That does interfere in our world. And so, you know, Genesis 6 is one example where you have these angelic beings, demonic beings, you know, I'm saying, that were procreating with women, I think, to mess with the gene pool of our gene pool. But the truth of the matter is that there's technology that exists. It has existed in the past that we don't have anymore, right? I mean, like we don't know how they built the pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't know how they moved the stones that they moved because they're so big and so heavy that we don't have any clue how they did it. That even with the type of technology that we have today, it would be difficult, if not impossible, to do some of the things that they did. And so, you know, where did they get that technology? Right. I mean, that's the question. Where did they, you know, even if you think about it, the Tower of Babel, you know, I think we kind of think of it as a rudimentary tower that, you know, that didn't really go very far. But based on what we know about the pyramids and what we know about some of those things, maybe it was much greater than what we believe it is. Right. Mm. You know, and so where did that technology come from? You know, and it's just a interesting question. You know, there's a world prior to the flood that we have no clue about, you know, other than, you know, what Scripture reveals, which is, you know, in the balance of things, very little. You know, we have some clues, but I think it was an extensive civilization that existed prior to the flood. I think that they probably had technology that we could only dream about. Mm-hmm. And part of that's because of the lifespans that they lived. Mm-hmm. You know, that they live for so much longer than we do. But I think maybe part of that has to do with, you know, some of the things that we're talking about here and that Carlson and Rogan will touch on.
And so we believe, we're with Tucker on that, we believe that there is not ETs. If they are, they're spiritual.
Yes.
Because we believe that Scripture does say that the universe was affected by the sin of,
yes,
of Adam,
yes,
and us. So if there are other worlds, they would also be affected by sin. So they would have had to, Christ would have had to die for them as well. And there's no evidence in Scripture that says that. So we believe that what's going on is that there is a spiritual deception happening. And it's been going on for a long time. I mean, we talk about Ezekiel, whether that was a flying disc or it's
well,
just...
Well, that's... But I think what Carlson's saying, well, I don't know. From his point of view, I don't know how much he understands. Obviously, that was God's glory,
right,
leaving Jerusalem. Okay, so he's describing the throne of God that's leaving, but it's being described as something that would be like a flying saucer type thing, right?
Yep.
And so what he's drawing is a parallel. I think what he's doing is he's drawing a parallel between what Ezekiel saw and some of the things that we're seeing, or that has been
flying saucers.
Yeah, the flying saucers that are being seen in the skies. Yeah, yes. So you see what I'm saying? I mean, yeah. I think he's drawing the pop that
right.
that and saying it's something outside of us. It's something that's supernatural that we're seeing when we, you know, when they witness these.
But he's saying it's very old. It goes back all the way
yes.
to. Okay, so
yes.
anyway, that's where we stand, and Rogan is more these are aliens from another planet because they can
or our own tech,
which yeah. I've always come to the conclusion that 98% of it is our own tech, and 2% is spiritual beings.
Yes,
trying to fool.
Yeah, and I don't know what that percentage is. Right,
I'm not a math guy.
I mean, yeah. I have no way of knowing. Right, yeah. I think I've always kind of thought of it as being. Mostly our own technology that we don't understand, and you know, because we haven't been exposed to it. But I think more recently, my eyes have been open to it being potentially demonic. And
it sounds like it's flipped; like it's actually more demonic than less our own.
Well, you know what the truth is? That makes sense because if you think about what's going on. You know, you think about end times, and you know, you think about even when Christ came, but the Bible seems to bear out, the gospel seemed to bear out that there was more demonic
right.
activity that
yep.
was going on at that time than we have today.
Mm-hmm.
But potentially, because the time is near, in my opinion, and you know, the
yeah.
time is near, potentially we're beginning to see more demonic activity. You know, this stuff wasn't being talked to. I mean, yeah, UFOs were something. I mean, in the 50s, they had, you know, you obviously had the movies about UFOs. And, you know, there have been these kind of things that are going on, you know, that have been talked about. But, I would say over the past year or two, for sure 5 years, I'd say 5 years, but for sure the last year or two, there's been more and more talk about UFOs. And even now, like, it's an accepted fact. Like, it's not even a discussion anymore. People believe that there are UFOs and that they've been sighted, and that, you know, the American military, well, even probably the other military complexes around the world have engaged with these things. So, you know, Tucker is speaking as if this is fact. And so he has information that I don't have in terms of people who have actually
yeah.
been engaged with these things. So if they are fact, I mean, if they're actually happening, then either they there's three options. One is it's four options. One is it's all a mirage. It isn't happening at all. One is it's our tech that we just don't understand. Three is it is extraterrestrial, and meaning that it's a, you know, Martians from outer space type of, you know, sci-fi stuff. Or four, it's demonic. And what I'm saying is biblically, I can't speak to the first three in the sense of, well, I can definitely speak to the third one, which is I don't think it's sci-fi Martians. I don't think it's from another planet. So is it a mirage? I think some of it probably is. And I think some of it probably is our own tech that we just haven't revealed. But at this point, I'm beginning to see that it's going to be demonic, right?
Well, there's some that also believe the great deception that's coming is some kind of alien landing, and that's the Antichrist. He comes out and says, hey, I can fix all your problems. Because the Bible talks about even the elect will be fooled, and which would be amazing if that happened, right? How many people would believe that?
Well, I think maybe, you know, that I don't know about him coming from, like, that situation, but, I mean, it could very well be that we get into a position where they're a threat.
Okay.
Right.
Or something like that.
Yeah. And he steps up and says, I have the answer.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it could very well be
right.
something like that.
That could be a possibility
yes.
too.
But yeah, I don't know that, but I do know that if this is real, I do believe it's spiritual. If it's spiritual, I don't believe it's good angels. I think it's evil.
Right.
And so I think we have to deal with it theologically from that point of view. So, but
yep.
there's so much more here as we get on with it. So let's listen more to this clip.
Boy, when you
well,
read
it
that,
is crazy. If you read it, it's like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, and
A wheel so, within a wheel. And not just, you know, the Hebrew scriptures, like it's all over every...
Mm-hmm. The Vedic texts.
Of course. Mm-hmm. So these are spiritual phenomena. There's no evidence they're from another planet. I mean, I think that's the op, that's the lie, that they're from Mars. Look, space, the atmosphere is really well monitored, right? Both for military, for defense reasons, but also because, like, it'd be nice to know when asteroids are coming. And there's no evidence, has never been any evidence, that there are lots of these objects, these vehicles coming into our atmosphere from somewhere else, some other planet. There's no evidence of that at all.
Hmm.
So they're from here, and they've been here for thousands of years, whatever they are. And it's pretty clear to me that they're spiritual entities, whatever that means. They're supernatural, and which is to say supernatural means above the natural, above the observable nature. And... they don't behave according to the laws of science as measured by people, you know, and they've been here for a long time. And there's a ton of evidence they're under the ocean and under the ground. So like with that fact.
So we'll stop there and just say, ultimately, I mean, he's saying what we've already kind of discussed, that he believes that they're supernatural, spiritual beings, and that's what we're seeing in the skies. And so I'm going to start here, and I'll just fast forward if I need to.
Very heavy-duty question, actually. It's not the little green men question. It's like a much bigger question. And it's really bad. It's really dark. And then I stopped. Then I was like, I don't want to know anymore because it's not.
So what he's saying is that he studied and he looked into the UFO thing, and he realized that it was dark. It was very dark. So that was kind of his, he did the initial look into it. He began to see how dark it was, and he pulled back.
Helping me at all as a person. And
what information did you get that made you feel like it's dark?
What's so dark? Well, first of all, the deception is always bad. Like, lying is bad. And it's bad not just in a legal sense, in that it can be illegal to lie, but it's bad. It's, like, bad for you. Like, it rots you. Like, being a liar makes you a bad person. When you lie, you are serving evil. There's a moral quality to it that's inescapable and very obvious, and only like advanced civilizations ignore that. Lying is bad. And so if you have lying at scale, which we have on this topic, it's inherently bad. Okay, so that's the first level. The deeper level is if they're spiritual beings, which I believe they are, like, it's a binary. They're either, you know, you're on team good or team bad. You can assign any name to it you want. But, like, what are these things? Are they good or bad? And I think some of them are bad. And if the U.S. government knows that, or elements, the people within the U.S. government know that, then, you know, then they're serving a bad force. And
well, when you say spiritual, like what makes you draw that conclusion that they're spiritual?
What's the obvious? I mean, spiritual may be the wrong word. Supernatural.
Okay. So, So basically what Tucker is saying is that he got involved with this and began to look into it. And, you know, Rogan was asking him, why does he think it's bad? And Tucker's main answer is that it's deceptive. There's a deception that's going on, which goes back to even what you were talking about, the deception, you know, that, mm-hmm. that people are being deceived. And so that toward the end, there'll be a deluding influence. There'll be this deception. And I think that's what I don't know if he realizes it or not, but that's what he's picking up on, is that there is a deception. And I think, you know, as we continue this discussion, I'm going to tell you what I think is really happening here, in terms of why that deception is so important to understand. And it goes back to what we said about Genesis 6 and what the demonic world is trying to do, right? What it's trying to deceive us so it can be destroyed. They hate us. They want us destroyed, right? That's the whole point. I mean, that was Genesis 6. They were trying to infect the human race to prevent the Messiah. But ultimately, it's because they hate humans, because God created man as his special creation. And not only that, he became a man, right? Christ became a man. And so you have these demonic angels that actually hate man. And that the pinnacle of that hate is poured out on Christ himself. And so that's what we have to see, is that Tucker is right. I mean, in this sense, it is a big deception, and it is a big lie. And what Tucker is saying is, anytime there's a lie, at least, I mean, anytime it's a lie, it's satanic, it's demonic. But a lie at that scale is even greater, is what he's saying, right? And yeah. I think he's right in that sense.
So what would the end game be for these spiritual beings, these evil, dark, that they hate man? Are they trying to get man to go to war with each other or worship them? Or what is their purpose?
I think it's to destroy man.
So it would be like us attack China, China attacks us, Russia attacks China.
Well, I think it goes deeper than that. And I think it's so... Right now, and we'll later in this interview, they're going to talk about it. But I think it's, you know, the push right now is to become transhuman, right? So we can be anything we want. So we can become, you know, like we can be, if we can be homosexual, we can be transsexual, right? Mm. The next step is we can be anything we want. We can be transhuman. And that gets into AI. It gets into like your conscience and what that even is, and maybe even downloading your conscience into a computer or, you know, robotic, so that now instead of being humanity, now we're something greater than humanity. And so, you know, that's the big push right now. And I think Carlson's going to get into some of that, you know, that there's something going to be greater, something greater than humanity, this transhuman idea. And ultimately is to destroy, you know, because if you think about it, Christ is the ultimate man, right? I mean, he's the God man, but he's the ultimate man, yeah. Right? But he's 100% human. You know, he's not something, I mean, he's 100% God too. I mean, in terms of his deity, but I mean, that they hate that, right?
So would that be there's the first Adam and Christ is the second Adam. So would there be a third Adam then?
No. Christ is, I mean,
No, I mean the AI, the transhuman, would that
be? Oh, I see what you're saying. If you wanted to think of it that way, that, you know, that the idea would be to become something greater. If you think about it, that's what they want, is eternal life.
Right.
But they don't want eternal life in you know, the way God offers it, right? They don't want that. They want it on their own terms. And so, you know, I've talked about it a few times. I mean, you know, like Walt Disney had himself, you know, frozen, so yeah. that we could bring him back. I mean, so the idea is to live forever. That's what they're wanting to do. But that's the whole push. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of people who believe, you know, like Epstein, that his thing, the whole island thing, he was actually bringing in a lot of scientists on the island, and what they were trying to do is they were pushing, like trying to figure out, they were using young people and trying to figure out, like, well, in, you know, like, you know, the, when you have a baby, you know, the cells are like pristine, like they're new, you know, and trying to use that technology to extend life, to be able to do things like grow new organs and things like that. I mean, that's the type of stuff that Epstein was involved in, but it was all about trying to extend life. It was all about trying to live forever. I mean, that's, and it's still being done. I mean, it's not like it stopped, you know. Epstein died, and some people have argued the reason why he was dangerous was because he was going to start telling people, like he was loose cannon. And
I've heard that too.
Yeah. And so like I've heard Bill Gates is involved in stuff like that. I mean, it's a sinister, if it's true, these things are sinister. Here's what's interesting, connecting back to the UFOs and being supernatural. Where is the tech coming from, right? And he's going to get into some of that as we go forward.
Especially if they have the ability to travel at insane speeds and go undetected. And
well, it depends. Like that. Okay, so the template that you're using to understand this is like science fiction, right? These are an advanced race of beings from somewhere else. But the template that every other society before us has used is a spiritual one.
Mm-hmm.
There is a whole world that we can't see that acts on people, a supernatural world that's acting on us all the time for good and bad. Every society has thought this before ours. In mm-hmm. fact, every society in all recorded history has thought that until, I'll be specific, August 1945, when we dropped the atom bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and all of a sudden the West is just officially secular. We're God. There is no God but us. And that's the world that we have grown up in, but that's an anomaly. Like, no one else has ever thought that. There's never been a society that thought that. Every other society has assumed, and they've had all kinds of different explanations, and the details differ, but the core idea does not differ, never has differed from caves until now, that we're being acted on by spiritual forces at all times. And so to someone born before or living before 1945, I think it would have been much more obvious that this is the thing that every society has written about. Mm. And in fact, that battle, that unseen battle around us, that spiritual battle, has like been the basis of every society, of every religion, not just Christianity. So like it just, once you discard your very, very recent assumptions, relatively speaking, about how the world works, you're like, well, that kind of seems like the obvious explanation, right?
Hmm. It's not that obvious to me.
There,
explain
I mean,
that one.
Explain which one?
After 1945.
Yeah, I mean, what Carlson's saying is that I mean, I think you can trace it back to the Age of Enlightenment. You know mm-hmm. that you know science. You have Darwin's theory. Prior to Darwin's theory, nobody ever questioned that God created the world, and most people believe that it was thousands of years old, not millions, trillion, billions, whatever the current theory is, that the world was relatively young. You know, then you have Darwin you have the Age of Enlightenment and science being, put to the forefront. We're learning all these things about the world and how the world is put together. And then you have, Darwin that comes along and the truth of the matter is his theory is basically him refuting what he had been taught, because he grew up in and around the church, from what I understand. And so he's trying to refute that through science. And so then you have this understanding. But then we, continue to grow. You have antibiotics that are discovered, you have now vaccinations, that you're able to get, for smallpox, different diseases. And so we're making all of these, we're progressing in science. We're progressing forward, right? And it's forward, mm-hmm. it's forward. You hit 1945 and they drop the atom bomb. And all of a sudden we unleash power that nobody's ever understood. Like it's never, mm-hmm. like it's never before in history has man wielded such power. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what he's saying is post 1945, which, oh, by the way, 1948 is when Israel came back mm-hmm. to be a state. So all this is kind of, a country together, a nation. So all this is kind of going together. Right. So 1945, we dropped the atom bomb and all of a sudden you see power that we see power on a scale that we've never witnessed before. And you couple that with the things that are going on scientifically, medically, that basically science became God.
Hmm.
Ultimately, prior to then, everybody saw God as God. They may not have believed in, the God of the they may not have had the right understanding of him in the sense of, worshiping idols and things like that. But everybody understood that there was a God. I mean, and they understood there was, let me just say it this way. They worshiped the gods. Right, mm-hmm. whether it was the one true God or not, they worshiped the gods. After 1945, really was the culmination, the height of 1945 is really the height of this, that science is going to be the answer to everything. And 1945, the atom bomb drops. It opens a whole new world of power and understanding. And so from that point forward, I think everybody felt like science was really God, that science was really, I say everybody, a lot of people began to see science as God, and that our understanding of science is really the way forward. And so we've grown up in a world that's been dominated that way, that understanding. And that's what Carlson's saying. Okay. And so he's saying pre-1945, I might say pre-Enlightenment, everybody would have understood spiritual beings as being spiritual beings, right? That's the only real answer to this. Post-1945, he's saying, look, this is where it's changed. And we're talking, 75 years, 80 years that, we believe that versus the, 8 to 10,000 years prior to that. So
it's interesting that also Roswell happened in, what was it, 47, 48?
Yeah.
Which kind of opened the door to the UFO phenomenon.
Yes.
And that was the year Israel became a nation, 3 years after the bomb. It's interesting how all that stuff fits together.
Yeah, it fits together. I mean, definitely fits together almost hand in glove. And so, everything that's happening makes sense biblically, right? I mean, yeah. Especially, we take a premillennial point of view, not apologetic about that. But the point is that we definitely see some of the things, many of the things that have been that are talked about in Scripture from a prophecy standpoint that are coming to fruition. That's actually happening. So let's kind of move forward into this.
So how much would we be able to detect?
Well, so I think we're pointing to the same question. I mean, I have no doubt that the U.S. government has technology that we don't know the details of. That makes sense.
Sure.
But, where did it come from?
Right.
I'm not even sure this is a separate question, but related. I'm not sure we really know where nuclear technology came from, actually. Yes.
The Manhattan Project?
Yeah. We know the Manhattan, and we know something about the Manhattan Project, but, where exactly did that, came from? Germany. German scientists were working on it. Okay. The one person I know who's really pushed on it was writing a book on it. Who's a trustworthy person and a friend of mine. I know you know him. Said to me, actually, I spent a year working on this, and the closer I got to but what's the genesis? Where did this? What was the Isaac Newton apple on the head? Oh, gravity's real moment for fission. Not clear. Weird. I don't know the answer. But here's the point. Clearly, government has technology.
Okay. So, what Carlson is hitting on here, I think, is a very, very incredibly important, critical part of this conversation. So he is asking the question of what is the genesis, what is the beginning of even nuclear understanding, atomic understanding, and where did it come from? Mm. Now, somebody out there may know the answer to this, but what Carlson is saying is, so the question is, where is this tech coming from? Where, even tech that we have, where did it come from? And what Carlson is actually inferring, his inference here, is that somebody's getting tech from these supernatural beings, which would actually make sense if that's the case. Because what's happening potentially is that they're giving the tech to humanity, in order for humanity to be advanced. But ultimately, I think they're giving the tech to humanity in order to destroy humanity, which is exactly, again, I go back to Genesis chapter 6. It's exactly what was going on, that the demonic realm hates humanity so much that they're trying to destroy humanity.
That's interesting, because that does fit that having these incredible, now we have the atom bomb, other things going on that we certainly could destroy the earth, but God is the one who is, not allowing that to happen at this time.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's something we have to continue to come back to, is that God is in control of all of this, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no reason for me as a Christian to have anxiety about these things and to be worried about these things, because I know that God is the one who is in control, right? These things are not happening outside of his wisdom and understanding. Like, and so he's going to ultimately, that's what the Bible ultimately says, is God wins. Whatever your eschatology is, whatever, you know, if it's a biblical, anywhere within the realm of what is biblical, you know, at the very end, we all agree God wins, right?
Yep.
So I think that we have to, when we're considering some of these things, we don't need to be fearful. We don't need to be afraid, but I think we ought to be aware of what some of the things that are potentially going on. And I just want to remind, you know, Ephesians 6:12, Paul says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places." So, I mean, Paul there in Ephesians 6 actually says that we're actually battling against spiritual forces. I mean, what Carlson is potentially saying here is that these spiritual forces are actually using the nations, specifically our own nation, potentially, in order to that really for nefarious reasons, for evil reasons. So interesting stuff, huh?
Yeah.
So what do you think?
It's interesting to when you look at that, how it fits together. Like your theory, it works really well. I never thought of it as these entities giving technology so we would destroy ourselves, which we could. But we also know that God is on the throne.
Well, yes, God is on his throne, and God has created man, you know, that he's for his glory,
right?
And I don't want any of our listeners to be concerned, you know, that we have to recognize that we have an enemy that's working against us, and so. Really, really to exalt him. I mean, ultimately, Satan is exalting himself. That's the whole thing. And if man is greater than him, and ultimately it's, you know, Christ as the God-man, then he's going to work to destroy man, right? I mean, that's the whole point. And so we see this, I think, going on in our world. We're beginning to see this because I think the supernatural world, the spiritual world, is breaking in on our world. That stuff that we haven't seen, or just that has been kind of, we see it in scripture. We see, you know, Christ casting out demons, and we see this going on, but we didn't see it in our own world as, you know, wasn't as prevalent in our own world. But now I think it's going to, as we go forward, we're potentially going to see more and more of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And I always, in my thinking, I always thought if there wasn't a God, and I believe there is, of course, but if there wasn't, I think because of these weapons, we would have blew ourselves up already. Yes. But because there is a God and he's sovereign and he has a plan, that we've survived. Like the Cuban Missile Crisis was one of those moments in history. And there's been other times where things have been close. So let's, you know, we've been going a while here. There's a lot more to get into, but let's pause here and let's come back and do another show. Continue with this, these interviews and we'll pick up on it. But is there anything you want to say before we sign
off? Definitely, just for sure, I want people to understand that, you know, we're just trying to understand these things biblically. We're trying to give, you know, biblical understanding, give you a biblical worldview. You know, Carlson and they end up talking about a lot of other things. In our next episode, I want to hit on, you know, they are working to, you know, the work, we've kind of hit on it already, but working to extend and enhance life through new life forms, you know, this transhumanism idea. We'll want to hit on that some more. You know, Carlson actually says that talks about the importance of man in the universe. And, you know, he hits on that as something that is a biblical understanding. And I think he's right. I mean, I know he's right in that. They also talk about the danger of AI. And I think that's something that we need to really hit on as well, is what's going on with AI and why it's potentially so dangerous, and what they're trying to do with it. They also actually hit on evolution versus adaptation and versus what, you know, God's creation versus evolution. And it's interesting, you know, some of the takes that Carlson has with that. And so I hope this was a, you know, an interesting conversation, and I hope that, you know, we can go forward with looking at this, but they get into some political stuff as well, and I think we'll, you know, decide if we want to move forward with any of that. But definitely going to hit on this other these other things that I just mentioned.
And it's interesting because culturally, these are, and I'm not, I don't know if people listening are, this is on their minds, but it's going to be.
Yes.
Right? And then we're just, this is the first subject that we're going is extraterrestrials and things like that. People are going to say, well, I don't think about extraterrestrials. I don't even, they're not even on my scope. Yeah. But I think as you were saying, as time goes on, things, these things are becoming more and more.
I think so.
People are seeing them, and there's the government's coming out and saying, yeah, they're here.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But then you when you throw in AI and some of the things that they're doing medically, it's a crazy world that we live in, and we want our listeners to be aware and be able to understand these things biblically and not be thrown off thinking that the Bible's not true because, you know, all these things, you know, UFOs and AI and all that stuff, that somehow, you know, they're deceived into thinking that we can't trust the Bible, because the Bible actually tells us that these things are going to happen. And, you know, that it doesn't specifically talk about UFOs. It doesn't specifically talk about AI, but you can certainly see it in the pages of Scripture. You can see these things coming. And so they shouldn't catch us by surprise, and they shouldn't, you know, we shouldn't be thrown off thinking that somehow the Bible is not true because of the things that we're seeing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the delusion.
Exactly.
That's the deluding influence, I think, that's coming, is people being deceived into thinking that, you know, that God can't exist because of the things that we're seeing, you know, the stuff that's going on.
Yes, and we don't want people to think that, well, wait a minute, if they are these intelligent beings from other worlds, maybe the Bible's not accurate.
That's right. But what we're saying is the Bible actually talks about this stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just understanding what it is.
And with all the technology coming, I'm hoping that, like you were saying, you know, with all the things that they're going to do, that someday they can put my brain and my who I am into like a Siri kind of thing, where I could run a house from Jenny or something. Where if I'm gone, she can say, Keith.
That's not what we want.
What is it, Siri?
Yeah.
Or what is Lexi? Alexis?
Yeah.
So it'd be Keith instead of Alexis.
That'd be scary.
You've been listening to Fresh Bread, a podcast ministry of Grace Bible Church Gainesville. For more information, go to gracegainesville.org. And thanks for listening.